Doesn't matter if the king has no clothes. Most people only go with other people's opinions. And if they're all admiring the king, then they won't listen to the little voice that says, but the guy's naked. Because most folk cannot think for themselves. They are a group. They're part of the group mentality, you see. They want to be accepted. It takes a lot not to be accepted by the group. They will turn on you. Society, you know, has been a collector for an awful, awful long time. Different phases of it in different countries. And we tend to forget that in ancient times man was a collective as well. Even the nomads were collectives. They all traveled in tribes. And it wasn't really until literature came out, and even later still, the literature was available to the general public, which is very recently really, that the idea of individuality came to the fore. And we've had battles between the group, the mass, and individuality ever since. We're on the road right now of crushing individuality. Those who rule prefer sameness. Sameness is very safe. Very, very safe. And yet they leave no chances to those who might not want to live in the sameness of others. That's why you're all going through the monitoring stuff on a daily basis with your own tax money forming a prison. It's already formed, an information prison and a tracking prison to make sure that you all stay in the sameness. That's really what it's for. And you will have visits probably within the next 10 years if your routines and your patterns change and you're not chatting to your usual clusters, as they call them, as they track you, and they want to know what's wrong, what's up with you. They want to get you back on track and submerged back into the sameness again where you're predictable. Most folk don't go through life thinking any of this at all. I'm sure you've all experienced it as you try to impart some knowledge and wisdom to those around you, and they look upon you as though you're some kind of weirdo, and it gives you that fidgety look as their eyes look left and right and left and right, not at you, and you know they're dying to get away, or they stand there with the lobster eyes because the data has been put against their hard drive in their brain, and what you're telling them doesn't compute. There's no data to verify what you're saying, so they're a dead loss as to how to answer. People are very much like computers. So we're at the age now, we're in the age where individuality truly is being drowned. They've decided it's an unsafe thing to have in a world society. And who decided that? Well, the United Nations decided that. They said in one of their own mandates that the greatest enemy to peace in the world, you can understand they're talking about the peace of those who already rule it, you understand? The greatest enemy of peace was the individual. And they mean it. Mao Zedong said the same thing. He said he wasn't afraid of armies. And he was a guy who also said that power came from the barrel of a gun. But his big statement was even more powerful. He said, I'm more afraid of someone with an idea. That's what he was afraid of. So that's my very rushed blurb tonight. I don't know if you hear the rain outside, because I'm using a new microphone that was sent to me by James down in Florida. And I really thank him for this mic. It's very sensitive. And it may even pick up my fridge. I don't know, I'll see after this talk tonight. But it's a goodie. It's a goodie. And I got to thank him profusely for this microphone working really, really well. And if it wasn't for friends, what would you do? Because we certainly have none in governmental institutions. So from a cold, well, not too cold actually, soggy night in Canada, I hope you all do your studying and you learn something and you stop allowing yourself to be herded and sheep-herded into 1,000 different diversions. Because the move is on. The move is on. People are truly waking up all over the globe. A little light goes on here and there and over and somewhere else. And this is how change is. changes begin. But you have to have the real facts to back you up. Not all the fake ones too. There's a lot of fake facts put out for you to jump a hold of on and believe that you have leaders leading the opposition. Remember, they always give you the leaders to follow. Don't follow me. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. I wander around here. I seldom comb my hair unless I have to go out, and even then I'm halfway down to where I'm going before I remember to do it. But this has to be out now for the younger generation. We can't dump all this on them. They have no chance. We have to alter all this stuff and rethink what life is all about. We've got to rethink all of that. Not the 85 system we're trained from birth to go into. From me and Hamish, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you. And all these new norms, start remembering what they really are. They're not normal at all. Normal is just what you've been led to recently expect.
Trying to keep it on its knees. Every single crop's salvation plans put sugar.